This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado law enforcement are now banned from using the term excited delirium. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The diagnosis of excited delirium is a term that is often used to justify use of force against people of color. State officials from the Peace Officer Standards and Training Board, which regulates the state's law enforcement officers, voted to eliminate the term unanimously Friday, saying officers should learn to treat individual symptoms of people in distress. The vote came while two paramedics are on trial for using ketamine on Elijah McClain, an unarmed black man, in part because they thought he had excited delirium. McClain died several days later. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Federal authorities in New Mexico have captured a man who had recently escaped from a Colorado prison. Nine News reports Edward Verdugo was taken into custody earlier this week. Verdugo escaped from a prison in Littleton in September, where he was serving time for gun possession and selling drugs. An apartment complex fire on the south side of Colorado Springs displaced more than two dozen residents Friday. This happened near Quail Lake, where the Springs Fire Department says all residents were evacuated safely with one minor injury. And speaking of Colorado Springs fires, Fort Carson will light prescribed burns around the base through mid-December, so nearby residents could see smoke at times coming from the base. You're listening to Weekend Edition on CPR News.